dinu. I learned that from the Kabbal Chaimer. Uma pachin ketanim, just like very small kelim, small keli, pachin ketanim, small jars. Shetorim bezav. If a zav touches it, it's not makabel tumah. Mitame b'meis. Mashenk if a meis touches it, or it's in an oil hameis, it's makabel tumah. Or bezoy mafitz. The din of a mat. Shetome bezav. If a zav sits or lies on a mat, pshitis makabel tumah. That's tumas mishkav. Is anything that's miyuchad liyeshiva? If a zav sits on it, it's makabel tumah. Is a bezoy ain't a din shetome b'meis. Avada mat should have a more din tumah than if a mace touches it, it should also be makabel tumah. His mazuch pachim ketanim small kelim. A zav is not mitar. Mace is yematar. Is a mace is yematamarid. Or bezoy a mafitz, a mat that if a zav sits on it or lies on it, it has tumas mishkav. So avada if a mace touches it, it should be makabel tumah. So Rashi, v'dinu uma pachim ketanim. What kind of small kelim are we talking about? Pachim ketanim means shocheris, a nursery keli. A small earthly jar. She'eturim bezav. A zav can't be metam with this jar. Why? She'ne metamim ayedei ayodoi b'shum tumah. It's not metam. A zav can't be metam a small earthly jar b'shum oifu. Why? To a medrus l'chazi. The zav sits on top of this small jar. It's nothing. It's not oimit to sit on. So it has no tumas mishka b'moishiv or medrus. They nasuin l'yeshiva. V'yoid she'en shocheris. Like we have before, shocheris. And shocheris is not makabel tumas mishka. Over magoi, what about if the zav touches this keli? Why can't the zav touch the kli and metam of the kli? Lele tamoi, diain metamis elami avirim. There's a new chiddush. A kli cheris, an earthly keli, is only makabel tumah from the inside. May avirim. Let's say a sheretz. If a sheretz touches the outside of the kli cheris, it's not makabel tumah. There's a chiddush. A kli cheris is only makabel tumah may avirim from inside. You have to touch the inside of the kli. If a sheretz touches the inside, it's makabel tumah. If it touches the outside, it's not makabel tumah. So the chura here, let the zav touch the inside of the kli. Why isn't it makabel tumah? So here, v'yoyt shein shecheres, v'magel l'tamay, v'yay metamas elam aviron, v'yayin yochel lahachnis etzpa l'toychon, mifnei shepi and tsar. He's talking about a very small, like a soda bottle, that the top is very tsar, and here it's even smaller than that. So you can't get even your pinky inside the opening. So Kuma says the zav can never touch the inside of the bottle. So my mom is the top of the bottle is very, very small. You can't get your finger inside it. Melu v'hesed loy. Who are then if the zav moves it? It has no tumas hesed. The yafrech mona b'losh negiya. Even hesed that you move it. That the zav moves the kli's matamrit. The Torah calls the loshin maga. The chosh and widashin. The chosh ain't a matam of a maga. Ain't a matam of a hesed. If there's no way you can matam with this kli by touching it, then even if you move it, you're not matam with either. Vav arayte, vav manami, alright. So the kids, pachim ketanim, a small jar made out of a kli cheris, a zav has no way to be matamrit. Since the zav can't touch the inside of it, just touching the outside, it's not makabel tumah. For mishkav, it's not roi. Hesed doesn't have. So there's no way a zav is matam pachim ketanim. Still is doa din, mitamim b'meis, sitrashi tamein b'meis, voil ha-meis. The Torah says the Chiddush, any kli that's open in an oil on mace, that means you have a mace in the room, and there's an oil on top, so the tumas mace comes down into any kli. Now the tumor could get into that hole. Abi, there's a hole, no matter how small fraction of an inch there is, a tumor could go in. A tumor is like air, the air gets in there. So by tumah and mace, the mace goes into the kli, and it's with tumah the pachim ketanim. Or bezoi mafitz, if you have this mat now, shetomei bezav. If bezav sits or goes or rests on the mat, he's metamo tumas medrus. Trashi mafitz metamei bezav. To chozel l'mishkav, it's right to sleep on. Uksiv v'chol ha'mishkav. The post says anything that a zav sleeps on or sits on, the zav is metamrit. Umihocha naflam b'yalma. To chol ha'metama b'medrus. Anything that has a tumas medrus that the zav sits on, the zav is metamrit, is tomei tumas meis. Who are then if a mace touches this kli is makabel tumah. The afilu pshuta kliates, even pshuta kliates, that's how you know this yisoid, that a straight piece of wood, if a sheris touches it, it's not makabel tumah. But tumas mace it has. Because tumas mace, we learn out from a zav. Just like if a zav would sit on this pshuta kliates, it would be makabel tumah. Who are then tumas mace it has. So that's why pachim ketanim has a tumas mace. I mean, that's why mafetz now. This mat. Since the mat is zav sits on its makabel tumo, hu adin a mace is matamrit. Is the kashya now the yamai? Why is a mace? Why if a zav sits on a mat? Do we say a mace is the mat is makabel tumo? The yamai holes le tarb mikvah. A mat has no tarb mikvah. Shrashi yamai tomei bezav. Tumas medrash, well, let's not have a mikvah. The chik sif tefillah v'pashas rotzim. When does the Torah say if the keli is tummy, you could be tevil to clean the mikvah? Who v'pashas midyin ksiva? Vane kelim v'ksiva yosim yafinan lo tefillah. On those kelim it says adin tefillah. Those are kelim that are makabel something. So a kli that has a base kibble like a cup or a glass, that has a tarab a mikvah. Avo pshut the kliyates, but a straight flat piece of wood. It doesn't talk about that type of a kli by the pashas of minyan linyan tumah. We don't know there's such a tefillah. Because Mosayis, if you have a plain piece of mat made out of wood, if that's tomei sheretz, it's not has no tefillah b'mikvah. If you toil, it's not torah. A pshut to kliyates has no tarah b'mikvah. For less than tarah b'mikvah, don't like siva b'hu. In the same way, oichel mashka ain't no tarah b'mikvah. Who would then a piece of meat? A piece of bread that the zav touches it, the zav is matam of the food. Now that the food is tameh, there's no way to make it torah. You can't be tevil b'mikvah. Why? Because it doesn't say it in the pasuk. The fish lelamadnu lam tefilah b'torah. The Torah never says you can be tevil eichlim. Is who then a kli eitz a pshut that kli eitz? The Torah never said a din tefilah b'mikvah. How come this mat is makam otumas medris? Aye, we had before Hekish. When is a Zav Matama Mishkav? Only something dummy to him. Just like he could be terrible in the mikvah, it has to be a clear that has a terrible mikvah. A pshut to clear it has no terrible mikvah. So why is it Makabo Tumma? And the Gemara, Omolei Rabbi Chanina, Shani Hossam Hoyo Viyika Beminoi, a terrace. What kind of clear we're talking about? A piece of wood. Now wood, certain wooden kelim do have a tefillah b'mikvah. It's only pshutei, a straight piece of wood has no tarah b'mikvah. But if it's a wood that has a base kibble, you could be tevil in the mikvah. So since wood has a tefillah b'mikvah, that's why it's matamah tumas medrash. Heizdavka a kli cheres has no tarah b'mikvah at all. No matter what tumah, no matter how you made the kli cheres, it has no tarah b'mikvah. Therefore, kli cheres if a zav sits on has no tumas mishka b'moishav. Mashenkin wood. Wood depends how you make it. If you make the wood like a glass that has a base kibble, it has tumah, and you can be tevil b'mikvah. True, a straight piece of wood, that kli can't be tevil b'mikvah. But since wood does have tarah b'mikvah, that's why if the zav sits on wood, even though the mat that's a pshut kliyates, still it's makabel tumah. That was that Rabbi Chanina's teretz. So he answered back, Omalei Rachmon Letlan Mehai Daita. I don't like that teretz. Rachmon Letlan from you. That's not a good teretz. Even though a min, there's type of wood that has tire of a mikvah, but a pshut to kliyates has no tire of a mikvah. So the Chanina answered back, Adar Rabbi, Rachmon Letlan Mehai Daita Didoch. You don't have Mama Kabel, your taina is nothing. About it is true. Since there is a min wood that has tire of a mikvah, that's enough to Mekabel Tumah. Rashi Shani Yos Nigve Minoi Yesh Bekli Eitz Sheyesh Lem Tyre Bemikvah. We're going to Kavlim or Kli Eitz that has a base kibble has Tyre. Rachmon Laslam My Daito The Chibul Did Day Leket Tyre Bemikvah. Since the Pshuti Kli Eitz has no Tyre Bemikvah, Loi Shani Mikli Cheres. It shouldn't be different than a Kli Cheres. So the Gemara Kopon now. The time am I? What's the Pshat? What's time am I? Heichod Sivo the Mishum Dika Beminoi. Afagad the Day Leka. Like, good, you're answering the terrorists now. Why is a plain piece of wood makabel tumah? Because type of wood does have tarah b'mikvah. How do we know this chiddush? That the type is enough. Abi the min, kli, has some type of a tarah b'mikvah, it could be matama. What's the raya? So the Gemara, b'taim amai, trei kroi ksiv, the Torah says two psukim, ksiv v'ish ashe yiga b'mishkavoy. Says anybody that touches the mishkav of a zav. Another pasuk says, "V'chol ha-mishkav ashayishkav olo v'zav yitma." Anything the zav sits on. Rashi k'siv mishkavoi. Here we makish mishkav aloi. We makish the mishkav to the zav. Uk'siv another pasuk says, "V'chol ha-mishkav mash mafagav ledomi lezav." The loy k'siv mishkavoi. It's a two psukim here. It's true. The first pasuk has the hekish. It says, "V'yishashayiga b'mishkavoi."
So Mishkova means that the Mishkov, what he sits on, is Dumit to the Zav himself. So he said, just like the Zav has Tfilu B'mikvam, the Kli has to have Tfilu B'mikvam. Of another Pasuk says, Tam, V'chol ha-Mishkov ha-Shishkov olav ha-Zav. And it does, Yitmo, and it doesn't say the Mishkov has to be Hukesh to the Zav himself. There's a Kurastir in the Psukim. Ha-Ketzah, Zagdumar, what's the Teretz? Yesh B'minoi, if like wood. Even though this wood itself has no tefillah b'mikvah. But since type of wood does have it, afagav less the type of mikvah. Even though it doesn't have, still some makabu tumah. Mashenkin ain't b'minoi, but that's like a klicher. Shh. Ain't b'minoi, if it does ain't b'minoi, but if the min doesn't have it, then makish mishkav aloi. Then you makish mishkav aloi. So mele klicheris. Since the klicheres has no way to be tefillah b'mikvah, that has no tumas mishkav by yezav. Ma'ashenkin wood. There are a type of wood that does have a tefillah b'mikvah. Therefore, all type of woods is have a tumas mishkav. Rav Roma, medrash klicheres term yoch. Rav has another pasuk. I don't know that a klicheres not makabel tumas mishkav. The pasuk says v'chol kli pasuach asher ein tzomid pasulolo. Mashm any kli pasuach that doesn't have a covering to it is. Is Tomei Pemes. Ho Yesh Samet Postal Love, Mashma, once the Klicheris has a covering on top of it, is Tor. It's automatically always Tor. Anytime the Klicheris has a cover on top of it, sealed tight, it's Tor. Abazoi Milo Yaskinon, the Yachdino Lishtani, the Kuritakasha. Aren't we talking about a Klicheris? Good, you tighten it. You close the tight down, but let's say this is Miyuchet for your wife to sit on. The Yachdino Lishtani, Okom Rachmona Torah, still the Torah says it's Torah. So Mashka is the Ferish Miyat, that a Kli Cheris, no matter what you do to it, even though the Isha Nida is Meyucha to sit on top of it, still it has a Torah. Hey, Sabi, it's Summit Postal, it's closed up tight, therefore it's Torah. Yeah. So Mel, that's another Postal to learn that Kli Cheris are different. So this, it wouldn't be Shvet from Shuti Kliates. But this, you don't have to come on to the Svara of Kli that doesn't have a Torah B'mikvah. And a chanami, it could be kelim that don't have a tire b'mikvah also have tumas mishkav. No, there's a ferish apostak here that klicheris is different. Only klicheris Torah says it's Torah by some apostle. There's never way to metamrit. Mashenkin kliyates avada there does have tumas mishkav. So the Mishnah, minayin liyaruga shishisha al shisha tfochim. If you have this a shal of klayim, if you have a piece of garden, so there's a klayim you can't plant. Different zroyim together, unless you have them separated enough that they have no unique one from the other. They don't get nourishment one from the other. If they're far away distance, then it's mutter to plant even different plants there. Is menayin la ruga shishisha al shisha tvachim. We have a piece of ground that's mounted 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim. How many different types of seeds can you plant in this shetach karka? Shezorim b'teicha chamisha zroyim. You're allowed to plant 5 different types of seeds in 6 by 6 tvachim. How do you have it? Dalet adalet ruchos. On all 4 corners of the garden, put a special seed. The harugas, the achas b'yemsa, and poke right smack in the middle of the garden, in the middle of the 6 by 6, so you can put another seed, the 5th seed. From the size, each one is away more than 3 tvachim, one from the other. So about they're away more than 3 tvachim, they have no yanika. Because the yanika from one seed to another seed is 3 tvachim. So here, between the middle point and the thing, it's more than 3 tvachim, it's mutter to plant 5 seeds. Shenema, what's the right from the posik? It says, ki koritz tait seed smocha, o ki gina zroyeho, tatzmiach zroho, tatzmiach, izara le nemer el zroyeho. So we see the Gemara Dashin, it says like 6 times the word Zerahi, Dashin 5 times. So 5 seeds you could plant in 1 shetach. Rashi Zruya, the Gemara Meforesh, Hechi Mashm Hezeroinim Bevov Tvachim. How do we know from these Psukim Punkt, in 6 tvachim you could have 5 seeds? But the Torah says there are Rebuyim here. So Ramarba, 5 seeds fit into 1 small shetach of Karkam, and that's the sign that the Unika from one to another is within 3 tvachim. So if they're separated 3 tvachim away, it's mutter to plant. The Rashi, let's see. Shezerim Teicha Hezeroinim. Well, they have an Irvav, it's not called mixed up. There's enough separation between them. The to our client copy crow of the Nico Lechashinim. So Rashi is saying a big Kiddush. Rashi's first pshat is the four seeds on the side, your mamash plant all along the side, and all along the side, just the last part of the Karen you leave blank. Mamash had this picture here. All the darkness you're planting, just the last space you leave blank. So Rashi's bother then, one to the other, it's within Gimel Tfachim. They have Yanika one to the other, so why is it Mutter? The Teretz says, Klayim, it's not also out the Yanika, the fact they're growing, they're getting nourishment one from the other. Klayim is a Teretz, if it looks together, it has to look like one planting. If it looks mixed up together, that's the Yitzhak Klayim. But here, since it's planted all different sides of the Aruga, it looks like four different sides, four different planting. So along all the sides you're allowed to plant, be at the corner, there's a little spot that's separated. Only the Chiddush is the middle. If you want to plant in the middle, that looks like an Iru, that looks like a mixed together. So the Chiddush is if the middle is away three Tvachim from the sides, there's no Yanika, that's Mutter. That's the Chiddush of Hilchos Klayim. Yes, I'll stop here. Yeah, pay dollar on the base. The halachas of Klein. Can plant two seeds next to one another. So the mission again. Minayin la ruga. How do we know this? You said if you have an aruga, shishir al shishir tvachim, which is the size of six, a piece of land, which is six tvachim by six tvachim. You want to plant seeds. And the shetach of a karka are six tvachim by six tvachim. Shazurin betoichoi chamisha. Zerain. You have a heta, echatim, so had to plant five seeds in there. Five different type of zeroim. How do you do it? Dalad adalad ruchois, haruga. Four on each corner of the 6x6, you plant one seed. The yachas piemza, and one seed could go in the middle. And there's no issue of klayim, it's not called you're mixing up the two seeds one with the other. Shenem arayah from the pasuk that says, tikoritz, toitziya tzimcha, the land will take out its smoch and what grows, or kagina zroyeha, and like a garden will be its roy and what grows, tatzmiach will grow. So we say Zara Leinemer, doesn't say Ukagina Zara, it's much like the Yochid, Eluz Ruyeha, Eloshin Rabim, like two. Let's just see the Gemara, then we'll see Rashi. My Mashma, what's the right from this posted that you can plant five seeds? Amrav Yehuda, the posted says, Ki Ka'oritz, Toitzi Tzimcha, is Toitzi is Chad, with Ashma's posted, Toitzi means like one. Tzimcha is Chad, another seed. Hare Trey, so far you can plant two seeds. Zruyehom is Trey. It's a Loshin Rav, and that's what the Mishnah says. It doesn't say Zara, Loshin Yochid. It says Zruyeho, a Loshin Rav, and you have two seeds. Ho'arva, you have five seeds so far. And Tzmiach, the last part of the Pasik, Zruyeho Tzmiach is Chad. Another seed, Ho'chamisha. That's five seeds. The Kimlu, the Rabbonim,